Track 7, London Landmarks. We will now hear about the Orbit. It's a remarkable sculpture that can be seen from the Norwich to Liverpool Street trains just after leaving Stratford Station. The reader, Mike Brace, is a remarkable man himself. He was blinded by a firework at the age of 10 and went on to represent Great Britain frequently as a Paralympic skier, to be chief executive of Vision 2020 UK, and much more.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so.
Hello, my name's Mike Brace, and up to the end of June 2012, I was the chief exec of Vision 2020 UK, which is an umbrella organisation which mainly has a focus in collaborating and cooperation around sight and sight loss issues on a national, international and regional basis that brings together organisations from health, social care and the voluntary sector. In my choice of the ArcelorMittal Orbit, I wanted something that summed up what I think the games were about, and that was about the passion of the British people, slightly quirky sense of humour in terms of what we were focusing on, but also something that would be memorable. And I think the games lived up to all of that, and I think the ArcelorMittal Orbit actually linked into that really nicely. I've been a Paralympic skier for most of my Paralympic racing career, representing Britain in 6 Paralympics, 3 World Championships and 2 European Games. And therefore, my involvement in London was really the end of a very long involvement with sport at that Paralympic level, and something that I was passionate about that should work for London. So having had the description of the ArcelorMittal Orbit, which really I think does identify its quirkiness, I think it really does link into what we managed to achieve in London. When we first got the Olympics and on the build-up to the Games in 2012, we had many people that were saying we would never make it a success. The transport wouldn't stand up, the access into the stadium wouldn't work, and the overall approach would be a mess. I think by and large, everything worked incredibly well. We had the passion of the British people. We had more tickets sold, certainly for the Paralympics, than any other games in history, something like 2.7 million tickets. And we had a number of firsts, including audio commentary at the opening ceremony. I'd been to 13 opening ceremonies in the past, and these were the first that we had live audio commentary in the stadium. So for me, the ArcelorMittal Orbit sums up the spirit of the Games. It gives the passion of the Games. It gives a memorable statue that will actually be a lasting monument to 2012. And more importantly, it will be a lasting monument to the 2012 Games that will live in people's memories. As they see the sculpture, they will think of the Games and the success and the passion and the fun that was had by millions coming to London 2012. There now follows a description of the sculpture, which for me really does paint a picture of the sculpture itself and will make a memory for me that will last for the future.
The ArcelorMittal Orbit is a sculpture and observation tower with a diameter of 37 metres at its base, where it connects to the ground at 3 points in a tripod to give it stability. The tower was designed by Turner Prize-winning sculptor Anish Kapoor and Cecil Balmond. At 115 metres high, it's Britain's largest piece of public art, and it stands in the Olympic Park in Stratford, towering over the Athletic Stadium and the Aquatic Centre. £16 million of the budgeted £19.1 million came from Lakshmi Mittal, chairman of the ArcelorMittal Steel Company. There's a real sense of fun about the Orbit. Everyone looks at it and says, try and describe it. It has been described in quite derogatory terms. More often than not, it's like most people's idea of a good painting. It leaves you guessing. It's what you see in the painting that counts. You can have your own personal take on it. As you pass through the gates to the doors of the elevators, you have to walk beneath a cone-shaped steel canopy that weighs 84 tons and is the red-brown colour of rust. The canopy deliberately obstructs any view of the tower from those queuing for the lifts. It does remind you of the fairground, almost as if a roller coaster were having an altercation with a helter-skelter. The outside walls of the spiral stairway are silver mesh and shimmer in the sunlight on a summer's day. It coils around the central elevator shaft that takes you to the top of the orbit and the two round observation decks, giving views over the Olympic Park and towards the City of London. The skeletal structure that supports the observation decks is an inverted cone, mirroring the one on the ground. Knotted around the whole tower is a tube constructed of an open lattice of red steel that, from a distance, looks like a giant red serpent constricting a smaller silver prey. The continuous entwining and looping of it confounds any sense of a beginning or end. Although it's a continuous line that orbits itself twice, it is still a tower. The designers created points in space that come into contact with its own structure at key points, and these give it strength. Cecil Balmond, one of the designers, says, "The experience I would like people to have here is that when they go up, you will find something wrapping around you. Your sense of space will start altering, and you'll start to look around, and it'll be a whole animation to your travel. Then you get to the top, and there'll be mirrors to bring the sky in, and then there's a hole cut through the bottom, and you can look down and through again. So it's not just a platform in the sky, or an observation platform at all. For us, it's an entire narrative in space, connecting you from the bottom to the top and back down again." From close quarters, any form it has dissipates into a dizzying tangle of impossible twists and turns, and as you walk around it, the patterns in the latticework continually change. It's like being inside an enormous kaleidoscope. There's a real sense of instability about it too, that it might at any moment just topple over. The orbit's an oddity that'll live in people's memories of the park, particularly for anyone who might have been to the top and experienced the views from up there. Of course, the plan is to have a restaurant at the top, which will be something to attract people back to the park. Don't forget, a lot of the buildings will remain, albeit in smaller form, so people will still be using the park in the future, and this will be the ideal meeting point. It's still an amazing building after the sun goes down. The red lattice work is illuminated and glows an almost arterial red in the evening sky.
Thank you, Mike.